The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look forward to the weekend sport and also to look back a little bit at some of the shenanigans at the Australian Open. Shane Hannan, broadcaster with Off the Ball, is with me. Morning, Shane.
Morning, Pat.
So what did Sabalenka do?
Well, this was a bit of a crazy one. You often see this in tennis, and I said it to you in the ad break. It's performative sometimes with these players. They kind of try and channel some energy into causing an argument. Maybe puts off the opponent.
McEnroe, you cannot be serious.
Exactly. And maybe that was performative as well from John McEnroe. But in the Sabalenka match, it was fascinating. So essentially, there's a call from the chair umpire, a hindrance call early in this semi-final clash with Elina Svitolina, which Sabalenka goes on to win anyway. But the world number one asks for a video review after the chair umpire makes the call. But the umpire stands by her decision and explains that Sabalenka's extended grunt affected Svitolina's ability to hit the return. So it's this classic, she's making too much noise, yeah. Cut down that grunt. So here we are talking about extended grunts on a Friday morning. But that's what it was. And she wasn't happy, but ultimately wins the match.
Now, Alcaraz, he's through. But
he's through. But Pat, this was an absolute classic, and this is live on the air where we were presenting Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, trying to keep an eye on it. But it was just something else. And Carlos Alcaraz looking to become the youngest player at 22 to win the career Grand Slam, and this is the holy grail that he wants to achieve. Wins the first couple of sets, 6-4, and then 7-6 in a tiebreak. But Alexander Zverev comes roaring back for good reason, because Carlos Alcaraz starts cramping up. It looks like he maybe not going to be able to continue in the match, has to take a medical timeout. You talk about players going mad. Alexander Zverev starts going mad about the medical timeout, saying it was at a key point in the match and maybe there's games involved here. But you could tell then, thereafter, Alcaraz was struggling. So there wasn't any faking going on here from Carlos Alcaraz. He loses the next two sets on a tiebreak, 6-7, 6-7, to Alexander Zverev. And we go into a final set. And ultimately, Zverev breaks serve in the final set. Looks like he's going to win the game, 4-2 up. And then it gets back to 5-5. Alcaraz wins another game, 6-5, and you think it's going to be a 10-point tiebreak. But then, right at the end, Carlos Alcaraz breaks serve back and wins 5-7. It's incredible, five-set thriller. So like, the Australian Open has just brought us some unbelievable things. Whether or not he can be fit now for the final on Sunday against
either Sinner or Djokovic.
And they're just about to start in their semi-final. But look, Sinner, they've so many big games against each other, and it could be another Alcaraz-Sinner classic on Sunday.
Very good, and he might have the time then to recover in the couple of days, but it's not a lot of time.
No, get the ice baths in and all the rest over the next 48 hours.
Okay, let's look to the Premier League this weekend. What matches are worth following?
Yeah, loads of interesting games. We've got live commentary of two games here on News Talking Off the Ball on Sunday afternoon. Manchester United against Fulham, of course, 2 o'clock. I suppose Michael Carrick, but the dream start to his tenure, and the question is, can he now beat these teams at home that United would hopefully on paper be expecting to beat? And Fulham are one of those teams. They would push from 4 to 7 points ahead of them in this race for the top four, top five, the Champions League places if they could get a win. That's at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And Tottenham Hotspur, Manchester City is a huge game as well. Like Spurs struggling in the league of late, and you feel like Thomas Frank is on his last legs, but playing really well in the Champions League. And they often do quite well against Pep Guardiola's Manchester City. So that's an interesting
game. And vice versa for City at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Liverpool and Newcastle United.
Yeah, that's the Alexander-Isak derby. I know Isak's not necessarily involved, but it's a huge game tomorrow evening, Saturday, 8 p.m. kickoff, one of those 8 p.m. Saturday games. And again, a huge match that could have ramifications for Champions League football. And Leeds United-Arsenal, Pat, 3 o'clock Saturday kickoff. And if Arsenal were to drop points in this one,
it's game on, isn't it?
And all of a sudden, the term bottlers is being thrown around, which is completely unfair. They have a 4-point lead at the top of the standings. But if they could get a win there, Arsenal, all of the questions that were raised after the disappointing defeat to Manchester United last weekend will be put to bed. And some really interesting games. Chelsea-West Ham is another fascinating game at 5:30 on Saturday afternoon. So a really, and I don't say this every week, but a really interesting week.
Okay, and of course Brentford, and we always keep an eye on Brentford.
Indeed.
Who are they playing? They're playing Aston Villa.
They are indeed on Sunday afternoon. Yes, that's a 2 o'clock game on Sunday at Villa Park.
Okay, now let's talk about URC. The Champions Cup is parked for the moment until about another 4 or 5 weeks, isn't it? So, who are Leinster playing? Who are Munster playing?
Yeah, well, Leinster will play the team that they're going to play in April in that Champions Cup. It's going to be Edinburgh for Leinster. That's in Dublin tomorrow, Saturday, 5:30. You have Glasgow at home to Munster, which is tonight at 7:45 p.m. kickoff for that one. Zebre against Connacht tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and Ulster at home to Cardiff at 7:45 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday as well. The interesting line, I suppose, Pat, is that Keith Wood's son Tom, is in set to make his debut for Munster tonight, which is, if anyone's thinking of tuning into this game, throw it on the TV at 7:45. and a little bit more hair than his dad, but an out half who apparently is a prodigious talent. He's still very young. He's been in the Irish under 20 setup for the last couple of seasons from a Gary Owen club, man. He's only 19 years of age, but really someone to keep an eye on over the next couple of years. So Keith Wood's son Tom, the standout name from the team news this weekend. And look, the games are going to be interesting, but I suppose the news in rugby this week has all been off the pitch stuff, and Bundy Aki's suspension, of course, for the first three
games.
Does
anyone actually know what he said?
No one knows the intricate details of what he said, but it must, because we know rugby is obviously that sport that's everyone, and they call the referee sir, and it's also friendly and nice with the referee. But he must have said something really bad. Obviously, I'm speculating here, but he must have said something bad to be banned for this time. Whether or not he's been made a scapegoat, and they're maybe making a point of saying you cannot talk back to referees at any stage, particularly after the game. You know, at these dinner settings, you cannot say anything to the. But it's been a bad week off the pitch. I mean, to see Hugo Keenan injured as well in a freak injury over in Portugal. It throws the plans into disarray. And look, France in Paris on Thursday night.
That's a tough one.
It's not an easy game to start. So disappointing off the pitch.
And finally, and there are so many, we can't mention them all, there are lots of GAA fixtures over the weekend.
Loads of games. I suppose from the hurling end of things, Pat Limerick are getting their league campaign underway this weekend, so that they'll play. And I suppose they at the bye week in the first week, which teams like to maybe have a look and see how other teams around them are going to get on. But this weekend, Limerick, and they named their panel for the leagues just this week. So they're away to Waterford. That's a 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon game in that one. Antrim Clare, by the way, in Division 1B in the hurling, is going to be a fascinating game at 1 o'clock. That's up in Cushendall on Sunday afternoon as well. Davy Fitz up against Brian Lohan. So there's always these intricate talking points. And even on Saturday as well, on Saturday evening, you have a couple of interesting games. Galway and Cork in Division 1A, Dublin Kildare in Division 1B. And I suppose in the football, we're always looking to see where Kerry are, and they're the team to catch. They're the team with the marking on their back, and they're the team that we want to see this
last
weekend.
Question though, pitches after all the...
Oh, Pat,
I mean, how many games are likely to be called off?
This is the thing. And already venues have been moved, and things have been moved around during the week. People are expecting certain venues to be waterlogged. It's like the whole summer football discussion we're seeing in football at the moment. Kids' games are getting cancelled left, right and centre, and they can't get a game of football in. It's going to be the same in the National Leagues this weekend. So keep an eye on the weather and keep an eye on your phone to see which games are on, which games are off, Pat.
Shane Hannan from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.